Hello, a blessed and refreshing day to you, my dearly beloved. I welcome you to Arise Devotional for today, Wednesday, the 21st day of July 2021, on the platform of the Builders Forum. My name is Abraham Olufemi Ojeme. Today is the third day of our devotional series for this week, with the topic Understanding the Power of Obedience in the Journey of Destiny. Having understood the definitions of destiny and obedience, we began yesterday to look at the characteristics of obedience. First, we affirmed that there can't be change in the destiny of a believer without the tangible manifestation of obedience. We looked at the example of Abraham and noted that what was characteristic about his obedience was promptness. Check the approach to his obedience. It was prompt on each occasion. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, the next statement after the instruction of God in verse 1 was, I read, "So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him." End of quote. After God instructed Abraham to circumcise all the male in his house, he didn't wait till the second day to carry out that painful act, even when it involved himself. Listen to what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 17, verse 23. I read, "And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the self same day as God had said unto him." End of quote. There was no anesthesia, and as bloody and painful as the procedure was, he did it that self same day. Promptness. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, when the instruction came for him to sacrifice his beloved son, he acted promptly. He didn't wait to placate and explain to Sarah his wife. You see, my friend, when it comes to the journey of destiny, delayed obedience is as bad as disobedience. Today, we are looking at another kind of obedience that makes for change of level upwards in the journey of destiny. And that is absolute obedience. Just like delayed obedience, any obedience that is not absolute is as bad as disobedience. We see the example of King Saul in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15. The instruction of the Lord was clear in 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 3. I read, "Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass." End of quote. Utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not. Everything without exemption. But look at what King Saul did in 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 9. I read, "But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and will not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly." End of quote. When it comes to obedience, there must not be any but. King Saul tried to give explanation for his action in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 15, I read, "And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spear the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed." End of quote. There is no excuse that is tenable with the Lord when it comes to obedience. Listen to Prophet Samuel's conclusion in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, when it comes to obedience, I read, "Behold, To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. End of quote. Obedience must be absolute or not at all. Let's look at the example of John the Baptist in the scripture. John seemed to have a clear understanding of his vision and assignment from the Lord, from what he said in John chapter 3, verse 28. And please permit me to read the easy to read version translation. I read, "You yourself heard me say, I am not the Messiah. I am only the one God sent to prepare the way for him." End of quote. The question here is that if truly the assignment of John was really to prepare the way for the coming of Christ, what was he still preaching after Christ had come? Shouldn't he have joined Jesus' crusade team instead of still preaching another message? It cost him his head. It is not enough to work for God. It must be absolutely in line with whatever vision he gives you. When you add or subtract from whatever the Lord instructs you, it is seen as disobedience. That is the injunction in Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 to 19. And I read, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." End of quote. What is the implication of this in our destiny journey? You must have a clear and detailed understanding of God's vision for your life. Be careful with just copying others. Their instructions may be different to yours. Get clear details of God's will and purpose for your own life. The DNA of destiny is unique for each person. Get acquainted with yours. Tomorrow, we shall be looking at another characteristic of obedience in the journey of destiny. But please be reminded that Happy Home, our relationship program, comes live later today at 5 p.m. West African time. We are going to be looking at a very unique topic. Don't miss it for anything. Please let me pray for you. Disobedience is one of the greatest tragedies of destiny. It will not catch up with you. I pray for keen insight and good judgment for you to understand God's purpose for your life. You will not plow another person's vineyard in your kingdom labor. I prophesy over your life today. You will not build for another to inhabit. You will not plant for another to reap. I speak precision of vision into your life. I decree that trial by error is over forever in your life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, move from the presumption lane to the precision lane of life. Obedience is what gives speed to the journey of destiny. You will no longer be found in the slow lane of life. Receive grace for alignment with God's plan for your destiny. Today is your day. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Peace.